What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. Not going to make that mistake again here. So everyone's talking about this Swedish environmentalist Greta Thunberg, who also happens to be a paid professional actress. She's got her own page over at the Internet Movie Database. And have you seen how much news coverage she's getting? I mean, she's all over the place. Oh, the planet is coming to an end. We've got to do something. Please believe me. I'm a young child. I wouldn't lie to you about all of this stuff. Of course you would. She's paid to do that. Have you noticed how little news coverage all of Jeffrey Epstein's victims are getting? They get barely a mention, and usually in ways to say, they deserved it. They were willing participants. You know, they agreed to whore themselves out to all of these people, blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, here's where the story starts to get a little more interesting, as if it wasn't interesting enough. A former high-ranking official in Israeli military intelligence is admitting Jeffrey Epstein's sexual blackmail enterprise was an Israeli intelligence operation run for the purpose of entrapping powerful individuals and politicians in the United States. So Jeff Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell worked for Israeli intelligence. The thing that I could never figure out is, you're invited over to this house. It's filled with underage girls who are offering you intimate massages. Isn't there some part of that brain that says, you know, this feels like a honey trap, and I think I want to get out of here? But apparently it worked. And so now we've got a confirmation. This was a spy operation. Everybody was always saying, where is he getting all of his money? His investment company wasn't investing. You know, he had that huge house in Manhattan. He had the one down there in Florida. He had the island he built down in the Caribbean after his Florida arrest. There was that ridiculous wrist slap sentence for Florida. Yes, he was owned by intelligence. And the next question is, how many of our politicians, and we know Bill Clinton's one of them, were trapped in this honey trap? And I think what we need to do is we need to find all those files. I'm sure that they're out there somewhere. Somebody's got them. They're still using them. But we need to identify everybody who fell into that trap, and we need to out them. We need to say, this person had sex with an underage girl. This person had sex with an underage girl for the purposes of Israeli blackmail. Get it all out there, because then it's no longer effective. Israel can't come to somebody and say, you better do what we say, or we're going to tell the world you were having sex with an underage girl. The guy says, they already know. Big deal. They already know. There's nothing you can do about it. Anyway, so, yeah, that explains Jeff Epstein. And by the way, I think he's still alive. I don't think he died. I think his death was faked. And he's either in Israel or he's down in the Caymans playing canasta with Ken Lay. All right, let's take a phone call here from Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I have to disagree with Tom about Sweden. And I noticed the alt-right, they always point fingers at Sweden and Germany. And look at your own country. Look at the U.S.
Yes.
And he was saying how Muslims are raping women in Sweden. You know, for 50
well,
years...
Well, in this country, it's more the Mexicans.
Exactly. For 50 years, we've had mainly, quote, Christian minorities, blacks and minorities, who've been, you know, raping women for 50 years. So, you know, people, and I noticed that on the alt-right, they're always saying, pointing fingers at Sweden and Germany, fix your own country. We've been having rapes like crazy for 50 years, and it wasn't by Muslims.
Look at what happens in the aftermath of war. Look what happened when Germany lost World War II. I mean, the Allies went on a rape fest against the German women. Look at all the Muslim women who were raped during the Crusades.
It's sort of
I guess it's a perk of the trade.
But the alt-right, it seems they've substituted the word Muslim for, I hate to say, minorities and non-whites.
Muslims are being targeted. Muslims are the new scapegoat group. I mean, for Nazi Germany, it was the Jews. For the United States, it's the Muslims.
Yeah. And Tom, inadvertently, is playing into the war agenda. You know, the alt-right, they substitute the word Muslim because that promotes endless war in the Middle East. You have to demonize the Muslims. I'd like to see a study.
We're going to war in the Middle East. I mean, that's what that whole move of the command and control center from Qatar to South Carolina is about. We're getting ready to attack Iran. And Muqtadir al-Sadr, where was he again? Yeah, Muqtadir al-Sadr is in Iran. And so everybody's lining up and they're getting ready to they're getting ready to uncork. All they're looking for is for something that will convince the American people that a war with Iran is moral and just and absolutely necessary and worth the life and limb of their children, not to mention all their money.
Well, I think they need a pretty bad false flag to the Pearl Harbor type of thing. But, you know, I'd like to see a study on which religion statistically commits more crimes. I would bet that Christians commit more because in Muslim countries, they'll execute you, cut off your hand for stealing. So I'd like to see a statistic. As these Alex Jones people, they obsess over Muslims committing crimes.
Yeah, I've noticed that about him. I think statistics like that are going to be hard to come by, but we do know that Christianity is a very bloody religion. We know about the Crusades. We know about the witch hunts. They were certainly very rude to my ancestors back in the 1490s. And, there was this story that came out the other day about this massacre in the Philippines. That was out there. Did you ever hear about the Battle of Sand Creek? It was part of the American West lore, where these soldiers rode into this Indian camp that the men were all gone. All that was left there were old men, women, and children, and they slaughtered everybody, cut off parts of their bodies and everything. The guy who led that raid was a Methodist minister.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Quote, Christians, the atrocities committed by them through centuries has been astounding. Another point, you know, what of the shootings in Chicago? They're almost 90%, quote, Christians shooting other mainly black Christians. So,
I think in that case, that's tied in with the drug wars. I mean, looking at cities where, I mean, huge amounts of drug trafficking, and, you know, they're fighting over turf, and that's where a lot of this bloodshed is coming from.
But, you know, but they were brought up as probably they were brought up Christian. That's my point. Whether they follow it or not, I doubt. But they were brought up Christian.
Well, I was brought up Christian. It didn't stick.
Oh, one more thing. You know, the alt-right, they're obsessing over Greta.
Yes.
You know what? Don't take the bait. I think this is all like a created device. divide and conquer type of thing. It's like a created controversy.
I think the global warming people are hoping it's going to be a mild, warm winter so they can go back to screaming about global warming. But so far, to judge from what's going on out in the Pacific Northwest and Tahoe and those whole areas, it's going to be another early, hard, long winter. That's my prediction. I'll put a whole nickel on that one.
Yes. Yeah. But I think they're putting too much focus on this Greta girl. She's an actress playing a part.
Yeah, that's exactly what she's doing, and they're putting the focus on her. They don't want to talk about what the Bidens were doing in Ukraine. They don't want to talk about all these girls who were caught up in the Jeff Epstein thing. I mean, they're basically putting forward all of these little created stories to try and hold our attention so we're not thinking about the things that we're not supposed to be thinking about, the double plus ungood news we're not supposed to pay attention to.
That's exactly right. That's what they're doing. They're creating these stories, and they're getting in the alt-right or the right. They fall for it. I would just ignore it and go brush it off. She's an actress, and just forget about it. But
That they're falling for it. I mean, Putin was making jokes about her, and I don't think she's getting a lot of traction. I think we've reached a point where, despite all of this intense censorship going on in social media, I think we're already past the watershed moment where the American people have simply lost all confidence in government and corporate media, and now social media. We're talking amongst ourselves, and that's what we should be doing. Talk to each other and say, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, that is one bright spot is people are waking up. Is it fast enough to prevent a disaster? I don't know. But people are waking up, and they're not believing the mainstream media. And that's some good news. And let's hope more people stop believing what's on television.
Oh, I don't watch television anymore. I mean,
I'll
have Fox News on there to read the closed captioning, but frankly, if it wasn't for those plunging necklines, I'd just turn it off.
Yeah. Well, you know, I call Fox the gorgeous women reading war propaganda network.
That's a good name for them. And, you know, for all the talk about diversity, have you ever seen the complete lineup of all the Fox newscasters? They're all white.
Yeah, they're all white. Beautiful blondes, too.
Yeah, beautiful blondes.
Yes. Well, have a
great
show, Mike.
There's your diversity for you.
Thank you for taking my call. Have a good show. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I really will. Now, before we took the call here from Jim, we were talking about the confirmation, apparently from a former Israeli intelligence official, that Jeff Epstein's little pedophile operation was in fact a honey trap to lure in and compromise American politicians for the benefit of Israel. And I'm looking at this story here. This is actually a video, and it's from governmentslaves.news. It's from Steve Pachenik, who's basically saying that Adam Schiff was caught in a pedophile trafficking ring. So what a bunch of sleazeballs there. And this explains why they always do what they're told by Israel. Israel's got them all by the short and curlies. And that's why the very best thing that could happen is for whoever has all those files on all those people being blackmailed, if they were to just leak them out to the media right now and just make it all public. These are the ones who did it. It's already out there. It's done. They can't be blackmailed anymore because we already know what they did. So anyway, all right, let's talk about some health news here. There is a new flu vaccine out. And as was the case with last year, it's for the wrong strain of flu. They blew it again this year. This one is a little bit alarming because pharmaceutical giant Novartis has ruled out its new flu vaccine, which contains a new adjuvant called squalene. Now, squalene is the substance many say is responsible for triggering Gulf War syndrome. Remember when Gulf War syndrome first came on out, the Pentagon said, oh, they're just imagining it. It's in their heads. They're trying to get a Section 8 out, and it's not there. But right now, over a quarter of a million of the 697,000 U.S. veterans who served in the Persian Gulf are afflicted with the condition. And now they're putting the chemical they think caused the condition in the now mandatory flu vaccine. These pharmaceutical companies, they want you to be sick because then they can make money treating your symptoms. They're not going to cure you. Even Goldman Sachs has said, you know, curing sick people, that's a bad business model. It's an absolute bad business model. You want to keep them sick, keep them under treatment here. Okay. Apparently, there's been a bit of a snafu over at an army base in Mississippi late last night. Nearly two dozen soldiers suffered major injuries when they were practicing a night jump from a C-130 at Camp Shelby. But apparently, the pilot wasn't paying attention to the crosswinds, and the paratroopers blew away from the intended drop zone and into a forested area. And landing in a tree, even in a parachute, can break things. So that definitely pilot error. Just didn't know which way the wind was going. All righty, here is kind of an interesting story. Over in London, they're getting ready to do a stage version of The Color Purple, which was this very popular Steven Spielberg movie. And they're doing it as a stage production. And apparently the actress, top actress, Seyi Onuba's traditional Christian views on homosexuality cost her the lead role in the stage production. And now she is suing. And I think she should. Okay? Where the liberals have really gone wrong is they believe that you can legislate feelings, that you can legislate morality, and you can't. You can legislate behavior, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, but you can't pass a law that says you will love purple squirrels. It's just not going to work. And people have a right to their opinions. Okay? Now, her Christian faith says there's an issue with homosexuality. Personally, I don't have a problem with homosexuality. Okay, but you know something? That's my choice to make. It's not your choice to tell me how I'm going to view homosexuality or transgender or all the rest of it. Those are my personal choices to make, and nobody, nobody gets to make that up for me, not even liberals. So I hope she sues, and I hope she wins. Because she was hired to be an actress, not a spokesperson. And I'm getting sick and tired of people whose careers and lives are being destroyed because they will not toe the liberal dogma. Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil. Yesterday, we reported on this story where apparently there was a raid on the Vatican Secretary of State offices. And we were looking for more and more information with it. And apparently, this is now linked to mafia infiltration and money laundering. So it looks like the Vatican Bank didn't really learn anything from Roberto Calvi dangling underneath the London Bridge all those years ago. So they're still out there. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? ancientlifeoil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as I have made clear on many occasions, I'm a fan of children. I'm a fan of letting children be children as long as they can. I find this idea of sexual abuse of children aberrant in the extreme. And as you probably already aware, it's a big problem in various religious institutions, especially the Catholics. And over the years, a number of Vatican officials have been implicated in sexually abusing children. Now, the first thing that occurs to me is this obviously means they don't believe there's a hell, because they're doing all of this stuff. They're not afraid that they're going to get sent down with the pitchforks and the flaming lava and the devils and the rest of it. They're just going to do what they're going to do and go on with the collection plates. But there have been some major scandals. You've got Cardinal George Pell. He was just convicted on 5 counts of child sexual abuse. He is now the most senior official ever to be found guilty, serving as an advisor to Pope Benedict as well as Pope Francis. He's one of the Vatican's most powerful officials, or at least he was. There was another huge scandal involving a choir led by the retired Pope Benedict's brother. and approximately 600 members, that's 600 members of this Catholic Boys Domspatzen Choir in Regensburg, Germany, were physically and sexually abused from 1945 to 1992. George Ratzinger, Benedict's brother, was the choir's head from 64 to 1994. In 2015, a lawyer by the name of Ulrich Weber was tasked with filing a report on what happened and found that basically the 600 boys' accusations were credible. They were victims of sexual and physical abuse. The list literally goes on and on. Not too long ago, 34 Chilean bishops from the Catholic Church were implicated in the sexual abuse of young boys. And there was this documentary that came on out a while back called Max Mea Culpa, Silence in the House of God. And it was about this Catholic organization for people who couldn't speak. They had to use sign language. And they were being abused. And when they were going home, they were trying to explain to their family what was going on, but the families didn't understand the sign language. Okay? So we keep hearing from the Pope, oh, it's a terrible thing. Something has to be done. But nothing is being done. And according to Carlo Maria Vigano, who's the titular Archbishop of Ulpiana Apostolic Nuncio, he retired in 2016 after serving as the Apostolic Nuncio to the United States. He's out there saying, the Pope, this goes all the way up to the Pope himself. Remember the TV series South Park? They had an episode called Red Hot Catholic Love that dealt with this issue. And of course, it was immediately condemned by the Catholic Church. How dare you? It's heresy. How dare you say? But it seems to happen. And if you really think about it, somebody who is sexually attracted to young boys, going into the church makes a lot of sense because you've got instant respectability with that robe. Nobody's going to think you're doing anything sinful or bad. You're supposed to be the representative of the ultimate moral authority on earth. And yet these things really happen. In Claire's previous church, I'm not going to name names, don't worry, but there was an incident where one of the staff there was caught diddling the kids. And I mean, how can you look at an organization that claims to represent a supreme moral authority on earth when they're physically and sexually abusing children, not to mention hanging out with the mafia and money laundering? It just doesn't really make a lot of sense. And of course, religious people are raised from childhood to believe so that their personality forms around those core beliefs. It takes a real effort of will to look at what's going on in the church and say, you know something? This really kind of sucks. But it is a problem, and it's been going on for a very long time. Now, there was this movie called The Spotlight, and it took place at this newspaper. I think it was in Baltimore. Was in Baltimore, where this sexual abuse by the clergy had been going on, but nobody would talk about it. And there was this special column in the newspaper called The Spotlight, and they said, we've got to cover this. This is horrible. This is being done. And the movie is all about all the pressure that was brought to bear to say, no, 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 don't talk about it. We can't damage the church. We can't. And we're talking about the people like the mayor came on down to the newspaper and said, you can't talk about this. You can't harm the church. Well, the Spotlight went ahead and published anyway, and that is what started the explosion of the current expose, which needs to be exposed. Okay, got to take a break for commercials. Back with a rather interesting story after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, this story is quite fascinating. If you're my age, you probably remember hearing the story of the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. And it was just this huge conflagration, destroyed most of the city, was blamed on Mrs. O'Leary's cow. Oh, Mrs. O'Leary was being careless. Her cow kicked over the lantern. It set the barn on fire. She couldn't get it out, and the fire went out of control. Years later, a reporter came on out and admitted he just made up the story because he didn't like the Irish. That was left with the mystery, what caused this huge fire that just devastated the city? And there is a new theory out which makes a lot of sense. And it's going to be a little bit scary for some people. And it has to do with some astronomers who were tracking comets. Because even back then in the 17, 1800s, periodic comets, the comets that repeatedly came by the Earth, were being tracked. Halley's Comet, obviously, being the example. And there was this one comet that one year was going by the Earth, and they noticed it had split into two pieces. And so it went on its way, and then the next year, on October 8th, 1871, was this huge explosion in Chicago. And the year after that, astronomers noticed one of the two pieces of the comet was no longer visible. And looking at photos of some of the devastation done to the city, it's looking like what really caused the Chicago fire, it was an asteroid impact or a comet impact. Now, we know these things happen all the time. There was Tunguska, which fortunately was unoccupied. There was that huge one that came down over Russia a few years ago. And now we're seeing indications that it may have actually caused the Chicago fire. And Mrs. O'Leary's cow is kind of off the hook. But it is interesting to contemplate. And I went through the PDF. I'm going to run some simulations here, but it makes a lot of sense. If you have a comet that breaks into two pieces, and then the next year a city gets destroyed and one of the two pieces is gone, it does make a lot of sense. Now, back then in the 1870s, the exact mechanism by which gravity perturbed the order of the comets wasn't well understood. Anyway, a caller just called on in and said the Spotlight expose was about Boston, not Baltimore. Well, gosh darn those Bostoners here. All right, so the phone lines are open. I can use some phone calls here, 800-313-9443, as we're getting into the end of our show here for hour number three. So it does make a lot of sense. We know that Earth has been struck many, many times by asteroids. If you're ever out in Arizona, you need to travel east of Flagstaff. There's a very well-preserved meteor crater there. There's a museum on the edge of it. There's a hiking trail down to the bottom, which if you make it down to the bottom and back up, they give you a little patch that says the bottom of the hole club. And they've even filmed movies there. Starman was filmed there. It is. It's very, very well preserved. Others, not so much. But I actually put together a Google Earth map of astroblimbs, which are the craters. Now, not all of them are obviously visible on the surface of the planet. Many have eroded away. Many have become buried. But the way that you know that they are there is you're looking for a couple of telltale minerals. One is called coesite, and it's formed only under extremely high pressure. But there's a caveat. It can be formed at the roots of uplifting mountain chains. But the one you really want to look for is called suivite, or shocked quartz. And that is a dead giveaway. If you find shocked quartz, you are standing someplace where a honking big rock came on down and hit the surface of the Earth. In fact, over in Germany, there is this town that is built inside a meteor crater, and they built the town church entirely out of suivite. And Eugene Shoemaker, who was really instrumental in starting to get people to recognize just how often Earth has been struck by these objects, was in Germany with his wife, and his wife was in a panic. He was going to take out a rock hammer and start breaking off pieces of the church to take home with him, but he didn't do that, fortunately. But he's found all of these astroblems, and there's probably still more out there that haven't been found, but they're out there, and it's a reality that we have to deal with. So it begs the question, first of all, that story that we had yesterday, four asteroids whizzed by the Earth. Three of them hadn't been detected for 24 hours ahead of time. What are we going to do about it? Are we just going to sit there and say, well, here comes the big rock. Here comes another planet killer. And by the way, for those who aren't paying attention, have you ever noticed that of all the planets that we have in the solar system, the Earth is the only one with a moon that is roughly, I mean, significantly the same size as the planet itself. And the reason for that is they think that there were these two bodies that collided. two planetoids collided. One became the Earth, the other one spun off and became the Moon, and that's why they're such similar sizes. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Rick in South Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing? So, few people know about this, but if you look at the Carolinas, in South Carolina, I'm right near Myrtle Beach,
yes.
Right? But there's lots of signs of many, many asteroids that hit this part of the country. And in fact, most people in the Carolinas know Lake Waccamaw. It's a big lake there, west of Wilmington. And Lake Waccamaw is just one of many. That was a bigger asteroid, but just in the vicinity of within about 100 miles, I'd say there's probably 100 or 200 asteroids that hit this area. In fact, right where I live.
That one broke apart. That one broke apart coming through the atmosphere, which is why it created so many small craters instead of one big one. Chesapeake Bay is now known to be an astroblem. Hudson Bay is known to be an astroblem. I know when I was a kid, the conventional wisdom being taught in the science class is, we'll get hit maybe once in 10,000 years. No, it doesn't. It's really a much greater danger. And I do wish that they would start doing some serious thinking about, first of all, detecting these things much further out when it's still possible to do something about it. Because that Russian media that came on down, they didn't even see it coming, let alone have a chance to do anything about it. And a lot of it has to do, of course, with the composition of the asteroids themselves. You've got, the nickel iron ones. Those are they're going to be the toughest to break apart. You have the dirty snowballs. Those are relatively easy to deal with. You have the carbonaceous chondrites, which may actually carry extraterrestrial life to Earth. But how are you going to deal with this? Are you just going to sit here and say, okay, here comes the big rock? It's an issue.
In this area, you couldn't avoid it because, you had, 200 asteroids coming in, and they couldn't have broke apart because there's so many of them. So an asteroid might break in two or three pieces, but I can't drive 1 mile without passing through one, two, or three asteroid dishes, and they actually give them names. They call it this bay, and they give it a name. And they're all over the countryside here. If you look on Google Maps, you'll see them, and they're all going the same direction. So they all came from
From I have an overlay for that. On my astroblend map. But you need to understand that when a large enough asteroid is coming through the atmosphere and it heats up quickly enough, it can, in fact, shatter into dozens, if not hundreds, of smaller pieces, which is basically what happened there. In some cases, they won't even reach the ground. The one in Russia didn't reach the ground. Tunguska didn't reach the ground. They just exploded in the atmosphere.
I thought the one that over Russia that it landed, they found it landed in a lake.
They found a few pieces of it, but the vast majority of it basically burned up.
Right, right. Now, you mentioned about the Moon, and there's another guy. He has a YouTube video called Planet 7X, but he talks about this... this asteroid that hit the Gulf of Mexico, he said that's one big asteroid, and he sort of shows you.
Yeah, that's Chicxulub.
Right. You get a rim around an asteroid, just like you have the ones here in the Carolinas. Well, same with you got this rim that you can see show up, there. And it was so big, he said on the other side of the Earth near the Himalayas, a big chunk of the Earth was blown into space, and then that debris formed the Moon. I'm not saying I buy that, but that's the way he explained it.
Well, I'm not buying that one either. I'm going with the first theory. The asteroid that created the Chicxulub crater, and by the way, that Chicxulub crater is buried You can see it with sonic imaging, but it's not visible on the surface there. That was about the size of Mount Everest, and that's not enough mass to throw off the moon, which is considerably heavier. So,
to make it a little more complex, he said that this was during the Great Flood. And so he said...
okay.
So that was a little more complex with it. But where he gets the ideas from, I don't know. But if you look at the Central American part, it looks like there was a couple of large asteroids that hit.
It is possible to distort a planet with a sizable enough impact. Obviously, Earth, Moon being one example. But over on Mars, there is this huge depression in the ground in the southern hemisphere called the Utopia Planitia. And on almost exactly the opposite side of the planet is that huge uplifted area, the Tarsus region with all the volcanoes. And it's really thought that that's the remains of the scar of this gigantic impact that literally splashed Mars' atmosphere and water out into space, killing the planet. And, of course, the same thing could happen here.
That's possible. Yeah. I would have not liked to have been here when these asteroids hit the Carolinas. You'd have no place to hide.
Nope. You definitely would not. And the interesting thing, though, is that it's I lost my thought here. Somebody just actually posted a member's story. The asteroid that killed the dinosaurs created the most beautiful underwater caves in the world. And yes, they did. And I mean, astronomy is a wonderful thing. Geology is a wonderful thing. I'm having a really good time in Indiana with the local geology, because Hawaii is just, here's some lava, here's some more lava, here's some more lava, which is great if you're a volcanologist. Well, Hawaii simply became too expensive. And we have family here in Indiana that we wanted to be close to. And so we're down to the last couple of days here at Santa's Lodge, plug, 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 plug. And Sunday we're moving our stuff into our new home and then, you know, try and get everything set up and running. And, you know, one thing I did have to leave behind in Hawaii that I'm already missing was my Celestron astronomical telescope. Not that I really have clear skies over the place where we're living, but I could always, you know, drive the car out over by the lakeside or something like that. But I do have my camera gear, my telephoto lenses, and I'm really having a really good – the place is growing on me. Now, today was kind of rough dealing with the internet service people, but overall, I'm beginning to like it, and the leaves are starting to turn. Winter is going to be a little rough. Now, I grew up in New England, and I spent a lot of time in Washington State, so I'm not thinking the cold is going to be as much of a problem for me. But definitely for Claire, we're going to have to go out and shoot her a bear, get her a bearskin jacket.
Yeah, it could get a bit cold there.
Well, you know, deer season just opened. Maybe we'll get her a buckskin jacket.
Yeah, go get yourself a good buck. If you can't shoot them, you can always run them over.
Well, actually, where we live ourselves, it's illegal to hunt the deer. Even though it's deer season, it's illegal. The other day, though, we were driving down the road, and we saw a buck, four-pointer, the doe, and the fawn. The fawn was just the cutest little thing that you'd seen.
Wow.
So I'm enjoying the wildlife here. It's certainly more interesting than geckos.
In the Carolinas, I hit a deer about a year ago, damaged my front bumper. But
I can imagine.
I never see a buck anywhere. I only see lots of deers, and especially young fawns and stuff. But I never see any you know, five-pointers or seven-pointers.
Hunters are going after. They want those trophies for the wall here. And most mature, responsible hunters are not going to shoot the doe because that's next year's, you know, the next generation, and they're not going to shoot for the fawns for the same reason. So, yeah, the hunters are definitely going for the bucks. I used to have a nice buck head the wall that I took with a black powder gun, but somebody made me take it down. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Well, anyway, good talking to you. Have a wonderful afternoon.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're coming up on another commercial break here. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And of course, we've wandered off the world of politics and corruption into science and asteroids. And yes, I find this stuff quite fascinating. Now, if you are a follower of travel shows that deal with Mexico, you've probably heard of the expression a cenote. And a cenote is a giant sinkhole filled with groundwater, and it usually starts with acidic rainwater eroding rock below ground level until it forms a deep subterranean hole. And over time, the roof of this chamber collapses, revealing an underground lake. Now, the Mayans used these as sources of fresh water. They considered them sacred openings to the underworld. They made offerings to them, which, of course, has been a boon for archaeologists to find all kinds of treasure troves of artifacts within them. But it turns out there's an odd arrangement of cenotes, and it's actually it's a ring. It's a semicircle of cenotes with a diameter of around 180 kilometers, and they finally figured out it traces the rim of the Chicxulub impact crater in a near-perfect circle. So when Chicxulub came on down, created a heck of a mess. Now, I want to correct a misconception a lot of people have, and that is that when a meteor comes plunging through the atmosphere, it gets very, very hot and can set things on fire. And yes, that's entirely possible. But the misconception is people say it's the friction. It's the friction with the atmosphere, and it heats the meteor and it makes it very hot. Actually, no, it is not friction. It is compression. And for those of you old enough to have had a bicycle with a hand pump and you're pumping up the bicycle tire, you probably noticed the bottom of the pump got hot because compression will generate heat. Well, applied to a meteor on the other side, when it's coming through the atmosphere, the front of the meteor is compressing the atmosphere, possibly creating a shockwave. But in the rear of the meteor, the lee, if you will, there's a vacuum. And the temperature drops there. And so the actual overall ambient temperature of the meteor remains a bit of a constant here. So all these science fiction movies you've seen about a giant meteor impact and it's throwing fire and everything all over, some fire, yes, but not all that much. Certainly a lot of smoke and chemical reaction that you're going to see. But again, looking back at that Russian meteor, they did find a few fragments of it, but a lot of the really big ones, they blow up in the atmosphere like Tunguska did. I'm going to take a wild guess here that the Chicxulub meteor was an iron nickel because they tend not to break up. But there are different kinds of meteors, and there's actually a lucrative business. People go on out and they'll find meteors and they'll sell them. There used to be a guy called the Meteor Man online. I don't know if he's still there or not. But it's fun stuff if you live in an active area. Okay, there is the music. It is time for Claire and I to get on out of here. And stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.